You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio, rolling across the United States like the Polar Express, with about four or five modern-day locomotives on it, because of you. Because of you. That's why we are where we are today, and 2010 is going to be even bigger and even better and more exciting. I know some things I can't tell you. I've got to ask you just to check the website at armedamericanradio.org and stay up with the latest. Check us out on Facebook. That connects to Twitter. All that technology blows my mind, but I'll tell you what, we're communicating with you, and there's going to be some great stuff coming up in 2010, and just as soon as I can let you know, I will do so. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Rob Pincus. Rob will be here in just a second. Let me tease the phone numbers real quick. 877-956-9566. Don't be shy. Pick up the phone and dial 877-956-9566. Also, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and twitter.com/AARmark. And Rob made the comment to me in between the breaks that the segments just fly by. And I couldn't agree more. That's why we went to 2 hours and then took it to three. So having said that, let's go ahead and welcome Rob Pincus back. Rob, you're welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Thanks, man. What a great first hour. And I do fly by, but, you know, Gail Pepin and Masoud Ayoub, everyone knows the names. Everybody knows what they do. But I don't really think they have any idea how hard they work on a daily basis for not only gun rights, but education and understanding, not only in the gun community, but outside the gun community, like the education work that Masoud does for lawyers, people in the legal profession who might be called upon to defend people who use firearms justifiably in their home or in public to defend themselves. And that's a big fight, and that's something that he's been involved with for a number of years, and obviously people know that he does expert witness work, a huge, huge part of what he does, in addition to what he's doing with Masoud Ayoub Group, which is great stuff too.
It really is, and you hit the nail right on the head. I don't think, you know, we read his books, we read his columns. He's got some great ones out in Handgunner, and I don't know what, 37 books. He wrote the foreword to my book. He's an incredible man. And I was not kidding. Every time he's on this show, the emails light up the next day. And, you know, the lines were blocked out, man. I was only able to get to the one call from Detroit. I could have taken calls for the entire segment, Rob. But guess what? We would have never heard from Gail, and we would have never heard any more from Mass. And that's, it's unfortunate. Maybe we can go to 4 hours one day in the near future.
One day. I've got time. I'm ready when you are. You know, the other thing we didn't get to plug for Mop is Personal Defense TV, a show that he and I worked on years ago when the first season I was involved with them. And, that's a great television show also, and he's still working on that. So there's going to be some more information coming from him on that next year too.
Yeah, he does some tremendous drills and some tremendous instruction. If you've never seen Masoud Ayoub shoot, I implore you to go out and pick some of those DVDs up, or for crying out loud, tune it to the Outdoor Channel, because they're still running those. In fact, my DVR is recording them regularly. And to watch Masoud shoot, it truly is an experience. It's fun. And, like you said, a debt of gratitude to him. In addition to Masoud, the guest coming up in this hour, well, you talk about owing a debt of gratitude, Mr. Dick Heller of Heller versus D.C., the man who opened up the floodgates for our freedoms with that unbelievable Supreme Court decision and setting us up for the McDonald case. We'll be here at 9:15, Rob, and he's going to be joined by Dane Von Breichenrichardt, who has been with us many times on this program from the U.S. Bill of Rights Foundation, a brilliant mind and a lot of fun to listen to.
Yeah, these guys, I mean, they, again, people know the names, they know they work, but, you know, you think about how much people, a lot of talk around the firearms world, a lot of talk in the gun shops, a lot of talk on the internet forums, we all know. But here's a guy who really kind of laid it all on the line and put a lot at risk, Dick Heller, and really has done an incredible thing for us and gotten a lot of momentum going, and I expect to see that momentum carried on with the McDonald case. Great to have him on here for the end of the year show.
Yeah, he's really, really fun to talk with. And, you know, I've had a number of conversations with him and have met him a number of times, and I look forward to meeting with him again in Las Vegas in an upcoming, two or three weeks already. Time is flying by. But Dick Heller made a comment on this broadcast back, I think, in May. And he said, you know, we were just talking, Dane and I, before the show tonight. And he said this live on the air. He said, you know, we did the math. He said, 15 years of my life, a decade and a half, I've spent fighting this battle. A decade and a half to get us to that decision at the Supreme Court. Think about that. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's an amazing amount of time to do anything. And the fact that he did that not just for himself, which would make it less amazing, but the fact that he really did do it for all of us and for our rights, really, really cool.
Yeah, that's hardcore. When you think back where you were 15 years ago, here's the quick mathematics. You were 15 years younger. So really, think about that. Put that in perspective. Man, that's these guys like Mossad, guys like Dick Heller, these guys dedicate their lives to your freedoms, and that's very, very important. You know, you're up there in Illinois for the second time in 2 weeks, and we had a comment come in from a guy. His name is Rob Robideau. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Rob. And it says, Mark, I enjoy listening to your show every week via the podcast. Something mentioned in the third hour of your last show on 1220, Rob, especially caught my attention. You were speaking with John Monroe and discussing that 49 states allow some form of carry. Wisconsin has provisions for open carry. Then someone mentioned that even in Illinois you could carry a concealed unloaded gun. I would love to see more information about this. As an Illinois gun owner, I am always looking for ways to make my family safer despite our draconian gun laws. Keep up the great work with the show. You and your great guests make my long hours on the road seem much shorter. Thanks, Rob. Rob, we appreciate that letter. Now, what he's referring to, Rob, is you recall John Monroe last week. We were talking, there are 48 states I mentioned allow some form of concealed carry. As much as I hate to admit that, you've got to throw New Jersey in there. You got to throw New York in there. You got to throw California in there and all these may issue states. However, John Monroe corrected me and he said, actually, that's 49. And he said, Illinois. And I thought, okay, what are we talking about here with concealed carry in Illinois? There's a website that you can go to, icarry.org. And John corrected me on that and he says, no, you actually can carry concealed in Illinois as long as the gun is unloaded. And that's considered what they call fanny pack carry up there. Now, I'm not going to go in and read everything on here, but listeners in Illinois, go to icarry.org, Illinois. As long as you have an FOID card, you can carry. Have you heard about this up there, Rob?
I haven't. You know, honestly, most of the work I've done here for obvious reasons in Illinois has been with the law enforcement professionals. And the guys I run around with, them, a lot of them are under H.R. 218, you know, legal national carry for law enforcement, or maybe have a private investigator's license here in Chicago. A lot of people I know in Chicago and all around Illinois have pretty much given up and think that they really don't have that option to have the firearm handy. So after last week's comment, I looked at it too. And again, I don't know all the details. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert at it, but it looks like an awesome option. I mean, I know a lot of the law enforcement that I work with over in Europe, for example, they're still carrying with an empty chamber by policy, loaded magazine in the gun, empty chamber. So you modify your technique. You come up with the most efficient way you can in your context to use a firearm to defend yourself. And that sounds like a really viable option for somebody who legally owns a handgun. Still leaves out Chicago, but opens up armed defense to a huge group of people here in Illinois.
It does. And I think that I have to go in. I have to mention this. On this website, it has a kind of a question and answer type, sets up a question and answer scenario. It says, are there any exceptions? It talks about what is unlawful use of a weapon and carrying and so forth. It says, are there any exceptions? The answer is yes. The code also provides for certain situations in which Section 24.1A.4 does not apply. It provides nothing in this article shall prohibit, apply to, or affect the transportation, carrying, or possession of any pistol, revolver, stun gun, taser, or other firearm. Now get this, this is key. Which is unloaded and enclosed in a case, firearm carrying box, shipping box, or other container by the possessor of a valid firearms owner's identification card. And the excerpt from Public Act 910690, a person commits the offense of unlawful use of weapons when he knowingly carries or possesses in a vehicle or concealed on his person, except when on his land or in his own abode or fixed place situation arises. Now, what this is referring to, it says, how do I take advantage of that? Number one, obtain a valid firearms owner identification card, FOID card, FOID in Illinois, and carry it with you. Number two, obtain a fanny pack designed for concealed carry of a weapon. If you opt to carry a purse, obtain a purse large enough to hold your carrying case within it. Number three, put your unloaded gun in the fanny pack or purse along with loaded magazines. A letter explaining the law should be carried in the fanny pack or purse. This letter puts law enforcement on notice that you do not consent to search, tells them what your FOID number is, cites the law, and has a space for your attorney's name and phone number. what that means is you can carry up there in Illinois with the fanny pack and the magazines in the same case but separate in an unloaded gun. And they're referring to it as the 6-second rule because you now, you know, they figure on average about 6 seconds to load the gun if you need it. Now, it's not an instantaneous reach for a firearm, but it sure beats the alternative. I'm not an attorney. I recommend you go out and check out iCarry.org to find out the specifics on that and read it for yourself and make your own decisions. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Rob Pincus and I will be back right after these messages. Stick around.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, joined by Rob Pincus, 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org and twitter.com/AARMark. Rob, we have got two dynamite powerhouses on our lines right now, and you know who they are.
I want to hear what they have to say.
Dick Heller and Dane Von Breichenreuchart. Gentlemen, welcome to Armed American Radio for about the third time. It is a pleasure to have both of you on the air. Dick, great to have you.
Well, hello, Mark. Dick Heller here.
Dane here, and glad to be here.
Man, I'll tell you, thank you so much, guys, for taking time out of your busy schedules to join us. First of all, I want to say this. Dick, America owes you, the gun-owning public, not just the gun-owning public, all freedom-loving Americans owe you a debt of gratitude we can probably never repay. And, you know, it's always great to have you here. Rob, have you had the opportunity to speak with Mr. Heller?
You know, we met briefly last year at an event, and I don't expect him to remember that, but it was something that you know, I ran right out and bought a Heller commemorative J-frame, you know, just to try to feel like eventually through Smith & Wesson, they'll get back to him that, like, one more person really appreciates what he did. But, you know, you mentioned it, 15 years, an amazing amount of time to devote, and obviously not just for you. And as you point out, Mark, for everybody interested in the Bill of Rights and any aspect of it, not just firearms. So thank you, Mr. Heller.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret. It wasn't me. It was the team. Believe me, it was the energy of a very synergistic team we put together over that period of years.
Well, it worked.
It worked.
And it worked. And what you, the two of you have accomplished, and Dick, you've mentioned before, and I have to say it again, 15 years of your life you've dedicated to this.
Well, 15 years of working together with the Bill of Rights Foundation, and then 20 years before that of running scared all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And do you feel any better? Let's tee up that one for you. Do you feel better where we are today?
You know, you don't know if it's like the placebo effect or not, but the actual mechanism, but you certainly feel more confident. If you had to fight back, you feel more confident. Not that you ever will, and you hope you don't, but you skew the odds a little bit in your favor.
Well, I'll tell you, you've set up with, you know, nobody could see. Well, I guess we could. Let me go over to Dane. Dane, welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend, number one.
Thank you.
And you guys, I guess, did you see this coming with the McDonald case after the Heller decision, Dane?
Oh, yeah, it was in the planning.
The
NRA, I believe, and I think even Alan Gore filed, like, the next day, right after the decision. I mean, this is part of the plan, because it doesn't do you much good to prevail just in the District of Columbia. You know, it wasn't that we were trying to just get the right to keep and bear arms in the district. What we needed to do was to get a Supreme Court to say that having a gun for self-protection is a fundamental right, a fundamental enumerated right that needs to be incorporated under the 14th Amendment. I mean, we could not have even hope to have gotten heard in the court, in the Supreme Court, on an incorporation issue unless the Heller case came first. Heller ushered in the McDonald case.
Now, how are you feeling? Briefs are in. This thing is going to be heard in March, I believe?
Yeah, the 2nd of March is when the oral arguments, the briefs are in. You can pull the brief off of the Internet. It's a real good brief. Alan Gore wrote the brief. It's predominantly... a big hunk of it is about the history of the 14th Amendment, which, if you know anything about the law and have studied the slaughterhouse cases, they eviscerated the Privileges and Immunities Clause that was in the 14th Amendment, basically saying that it was the same privileges and immunities and it didn't really have any further effect, which is untrue, because the 14th Amendment was one of the post-Civil War amendments, and it had a very specific reason, and Gore covers that in his brief quite well. It's a good historical analysis of what happened with the slaughterhouse cases when the privileges and immunities section of the 14th Amendment were eviscerated. And, of course, then he goes back and points out quite clearly that the slaughterhouse cases are ripe to be overturned by this case, by instead of asking for the privileges and immunities, instead of asking for the incorporation under the substantive due process, which is an oxymoron in itself, is that what we want to do is that we want the court to rule in our favor using the privileges and immunities clause out of the 14th Amendment. That's a far better place to put it, and it also would help jurisprudence in this country to get away from the substantive due process argument. So it has a wide, broad effect on how things are going to be in the future and other cases, other gun cases coming in behind it.
As we progress closer and closer to March 2nd, sir, how are you feeling about this now?
Well, I think the court has got to agree with this. I mean, I certainly hope that they do it through the privileges and immunities, but even if they do it under substantive due process, I think they have to, because otherwise they would have to contradict themselves. The court will overturn itself, but usually it takes many, many, many years for the court to overturn a decision that they've made. It's almost never does it happen that the court will make a decision in one term and the very next term turn right around and contradict itself. If you read what was said in Heller, the decision clearly says that it is a fundamental enumerated individual right, and that is the hallmark of what an incorporated right should be. So I don't know how they could go any other way in the Supreme Court other than passing this, particularly that the complexion of the court, insofar as the five to the right of center and the four to the left of center, I think it's probably going to be another 5-4 split, but I think we are going to prevail.
Okay, I made a comment a couple weeks back, and my co-host tonight, Rob Pincus, laughed at me, as did a couple other folks, because I'm always trying to keep the faith here when I said, you know, I'm hoping for a 9-0 decision. Now, I know that's not going to happen. But,
well, we don't know where Sotomayor might come down. I mean, she's still an unknown quantity.
Right.
Clearly, her personal politics and some of her decisions show a left-leaning tendency.
Okay,
now,
hey,
she
Dane.
She might do what she should do, and that is to recognize that that she should go with president of the court, that stare decisis is a very important thing, and that essentially, you know, the Second Amendment should not even have to be incorporated through the 14th Amendment process. It should have been one of the exceptions to the rule of selective enforcement, and incorporation.
Dane, I have to ask you to hold 1 second. Can you and Dick come back with the after the break here real quick? We're going to be right back on Armed American Radio. We'll see if Dick and Dane can come back with us. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Had to let that music go for just a couple of seconds there. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. Because time flies so darn fast, we have kept Dane von Breiken-Rukhart, president of the U.S. Bill of Rights Foundation, and Mr. Dick Heller on the line with us to wrap up with them before we get to our next guest. Dick, Dane, and Rob, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rob, you had something that you wanted to follow up with, I believe.
I thought just in case we lost Dane, you know, the points about post-Civil War era law and the fact that the 14th Amendment clearly was put in place to restrict particularly the southern states from doing anything against federal law is so obvious. I think that's an important point that might have gotten lost in the last segment. So much good information came out. But I hope that is the approach that the Supreme Court takes when they look at the McDonald case.
Yeah, it is. In fact, I really do encourage everybody to read this brief in this case. It's easy to go to. Just go in and type Google McDonald versus Chicago. It pops right up. It's an easy read. It's not in hard legalese. There's some legalese in it if you're not familiar with the law. But you can still read through it, and you can get a really good, interesting history post-14th Amendment and pre-14th Amendment history of the United States. And You know, it is a shame that Democrats tend to, numerically speaking, tend to be against gun and private gun ownership and all. And, of course, most black Americans tend to be Democratic. I think that they might put in an exception to that attitude if they would read the briefs in this case, because clearly the 14th Amendment, like the other Civil War amendments, were there to try to protect the new freed men. And I think that this is an excellent study in black history. And I would encourage teachers and professors and high school and college students to read this brief and look at the history of post-Civil War and the black codes and the Dred Scott decision and other decisions like it, and how the United States government kept responding and responding, trying to hammer that down, and how the courts kept twisting and torturing the meaning of the Constitution and of the amendments that were passed. This is a good study, a very, very good historical study about what happens to a country when people don't want to pass the laws, or they don't want to interpret the laws the way they want to, because it goes against their ideology. This is a very important brief for everybody to read.
Exceptional response to those comments by you, Rob. Dane, that's why I love having you on this program. I want to thank you very, very much. And I hear Dick laughing there, because I know why you are, because we've talked before many times, and I know that's why he's with you. And it's just amazing to hear you. It's brilliant. And I love it. And Dane, thank you so much for the insight. The bottom line, yes or no, you feel good about the case?
I do feel good about the case, yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I'm sure everybody across the nation wanted to hear that. I do, too. And I know, Rob, you do. Mr. Heller, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, as a friend, as a guest on the radio program. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Las Vegas and breaking some bread with you. And I know I speak on behalf of my co-host and my listeners across the nation. Thank you so much for what you've done, not just for gun owners, but for freedom-loving Americans everywhere. Thank you very much for your efforts.
Well, thank you for what you do, too. It's great to have a program like this.
Well, I'm glad you, and as you know, you're welcome on here at any time. I'd like to thank both of you very much. I've got to get to our next guest, Rob. Sammy.
I can't wait.
Yeah, this is a good one. Sammy Amood. Now, let's set Sammy up here real quick. He's the director of talent and development and casting for Pilgrim Films and Television, and he's doing some work with the History Channel, and I'll let him explain that as he reached out to me here at Armed American Radio. Sammy, welcome to Armed American Radio. It's great to have you on the air with us.
It's great to be here, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you're joined by myself and Mr. Rob Pincus. Welcome to the show, and before I get started, I'll let everybody know, if you feel like calling us, you might want to talk to us in this segment. Sammy, I'll go ahead and let you set it up. Reach out at 877-956-9566. Don't forget the number. Talk to us about what it is you reached out to us for. This is pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I am casting for a new marksmanship competition show for the History Channel. It's called Top Shot. It's in the last couple of weeks, we've gotten it all over the web, so a few of you guys out there may have heard about it. We're looking for the ultimate marksman, and it's people who may be fantastic with one or two different types of firearms, but once they get on this competition, we'll be throwing all kinds of weapons at them. And the idea is they'll be competing for up to $100,000 in prizes on the show. It's a new thing for History Channel, and it's pretty exciting.
It is pretty exciting. Rob, you know a little bit about this, don't you, my friend?
I do. This was all over the internet right before Christmas. And I got, like I said, I probably got 20 copies of the casting call email from Top Shot. And it wasn't until I actually, yeah, oh, it's great. I mean, you're definitely getting the word out, Sammy. I got a call, an actual, you know, the emails, you get the emails, you kind of read it, and I read over, and I guess over the course of 20, I probably had read the whole thing. And then got a call from James Yeager over at Tactical Response, and he's telling me that he just got off the phone with someone involved in the show, and that he may get involved. And I have to send in, you know, a response or, you know, an application, a bio, some pictures with all the TV stuff that I do. And I, you know, James, if you're going to be involved or you're considering being involved, it's got to be more fun. It's not just going to be a bunch of, you know, the competition side. And it'd be awfully fun to do that anyway. Even, you know, go in there as the defensive guy against the competitors and try it out, especially with the format you've got going. Sammy, it sounds like fun. What exactly are you guys looking for?
We're looking for guys and girls who think that they are innate marksmen. What that means is that you may be fantastic with a pistol or a rifle, whatever it is, but if you think you can catch on quickly, if we can throw you a firearm you've never used before, or even better yet, a projectile weapon that you've never touched. You've never touched a bow and arrow before, but you can catch on quickly, no matter what challenge, what situation we put you into, that's, you know, you'd be perfect for a show like this.
Sammy, this is firepower reality TV you're talking about, isn't it?
Oh, it's big time.
I love it.
It's big time. And it's new for History Channel, too, so the guys over there are really, really excited about it. The other two things I'd say we're really looking for in guys and girls for this show, physical shape. You need to be in fantastic physical shape. I don't want to scare people away. You don't have to be Superman. You don't have to go through Navy SEAL training to make it through the show. But some of the challenges might be kind of physical.
Tell us when is this, when are you planning on airing this? When's the History Channel going to run this?
You know, I don't have an air date yet, but I want to say they're looking at the summer. The deadline for application to be on the show is January 18th, and we are going to be shooting the show in March.
Where can listeners get this? Where can they get to you? Where can they reach you for this?
Okay, you can apply for the show two ways. You can email us at topshotcasting@gmail.com, and you can send us your name, you can send a photo, and your phone number with a very brief description of why you think you're right for the show. Or you can just go to the Pilgrim Films website, and that's www.pilgrimfilms.tv. And just click on casting. You can apply right there.
Rob, I think you need to be involved in this, brother.
I did. I followed up on that. Then later I found out I got an inside line as to who the host might be for the show, which is awesome because he's a guy that I consider a friend and I've hung out with a little bit. So I sent my application in. It's in Sammy's hands now.
Well, hold on. We've got rumors spreading. That's interesting.
You guys are the talk of the industry. There are rumors spreading.
Early right, I don't even know who our host is yet. This is.
I know. You guys call me. I'll tell you.
You heard it first on Armed American Radio.
I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag because I don't want to steal anybody's thunder.
That is hilarious. That's awesome.
That's great. Man, I'll tell you, time, Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, but time is just whipping by us tonight.
It does, man. It's the end of the year. It's catching up on us. Sammy, I am really looking forward to seeing this show, not expecting to be involved in it, although that would be a lot of fun. And obviously the music means that people have to stick around and come back for more Armed American Radio. I'm looking forward to hearing about Second Amendment singles.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense.
Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Turn that up, Sean. That's really good. Listeners, turn that up. I'm going to date myself now. I saw those guys when Bon Scott was singing for them at the Palladium in New York City. Wow, what a show that was. Yeah, it's Sean's in my ear going, ooh, that, believe me, that was at the Palladium. That was great stuff. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters, joined by my co-host, Rob Pincus. Rob's with me for the remainder of the broadcast. And I know, Mr. Heller, that you're still listening to us. I know you are, and I'm glad you are. You are welcome to stay right where you're at and stay tuned into Armed American Radio for the rest of the broadcast. You're not bothering us in the least. Believe me, you are more than welcome. Rob, welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Glad to be here, man. There are so many places listening to Armed American Radio live now. And I've been getting emails and Facebook and everything else over the last couple weeks since I've been on the show more often about everybody listening to the download version. Great to be here. I'm so glad that you guys have grown and you've asked me to get involved here with the year-end show.
Yeah, check this out. Detroit, Michigan, WDTK, News Talk 1400, running us right now, began last week. Corpus Christi, Texas, coming up on the 3rd. I'll get call information, call sign information, and station information for you real soon. Texas, Tejas, baby, the Lone Star State. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. And get this one, Rob. Salt Lake City and Provo, Utah, popping in here on Freedom 570. Man, doesn't that sound good? Armed American Radio on Freedom 570 starting next week, too. So it's just, you know, and believe me, it's just the start. It's just the start. Dozens of cities in Anchorage, Alaska, you're on. Washington, you're on. And we're going to talk about some goings-on up in Washington and the Oregon area, Rob, in the next hour with Mr. Jim Irvine and George Hill, the Mad Ogre, and you and I. A lot of fun stuff we're going to open up in that third hour. Coming up now, right now, this is really interesting stuff, Rob. You and I talked about this earlier and thought, wow, what a great idea. You know, it's one of those head slappers. You think somebody should have come up with this a long time ago. But Jared Golnitz, and Jared, you can correct me on your last name if I'm mispronouncing it. I see you on the line. We're going to welcome you to Armed American Radio, and you are the founder of SecondAmendmentSingles.com. That's great stuff. Welcome to Armed American Radio, Jared.
Good evening, Mark. Good evening, Rob.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Talk to us. What do you got going on with the Second Amendment singles thing?
All right. This kind of started with as a convergence of two aspects of my life. First of all, I'm a bachelor. I'm 30 years old, and I've been doing numerous online dating sites for several years as part of my social life. And then the other part of that is that in September, I got my lifetime CCW for the state of Indiana. As Caleb Giddings discussed, there were two levels of last week. And I started just kind of reevaluating, and, you know, as I joined the USCCA and started watching videos and reading and doing more reading about concealed carry and the fact that it's not just something you do, but it becomes a lifestyle that you live. And then I realized that no other dating sites really address that issue, although other dating sites address everything from religion to your eating habits, your exercise habits, your social activities, but none of them broach the subject of what you do for personal defense.
What a great idea, Rob.
I think, first of all, Jared, you're brilliant because you're going to get, like, obviously first look at any of the women that sign up. So, first of all, what we need to do is keep posted, not only for as the site grows, because it's brand new, right? I mean, it's completely brand new. Is that right?
Yes, and right now I'm the only member on the site because this is the first time that it's been publicly promoted in any way. So.
I'm glad you said that. I went to the site and noticed there was one member, and of course, immediately I did a search to see if it was a woman between 21 and 45. Turns out it wasn't. And so I'm thinking that as soon as you get involved in a serious relationship, the site's going to get much better for the rest of us who are single. But until then, absolutely brilliant stroke here, guy. I think you're onto something, Jared. But in all seriousness, I do know that there are people whose lives are full of the right to be armed, the interest in being armed, and the knowledge that they should be armed or prepared to defend themselves at all times. And a site that brings people like that together for that everybody needs something in common to start that relationship, to get that, you know, little bit of interest going. And this is a great one. I think it's very cool, Jared.
Thank you. Well, one of the things that, you know, one of the mantras of the church I used to attend was that, you know, we like to grow our church membership the old-fashioned way. And so I figured this was a good way to connect men and women who, you know, should they ever get married, can raise their children in the lifestyle and with the training that comes with being around firearms and being safe with them.
Well, you are absolutely correct about it being a lifestyle change. Now, you probably said this, and I hate to be rude, but I was looking at a couple screens, and I was pulling up your website among a host of others and looking at some paperwork here. But you've had your concealed carry permit for how long, Jared?
I got it in September.
In September. Okay, so you're fairly new to the concealed carry lifestyle.
Yes, although I did grow up in Illinois, and I have to make a comment about the fanny pack carry. I do remember reading about that when I was in college in either 2000 or 2001, but it was not publicized in any way.
Nah, the state of Illinois is not going to publicize that. You're going to have to go out and find that out yourself. But iCarry.org is something that that the listener definitely wants to go out and check out if you're in Illinois. And I know we have a lot of listeners in Illinois right now.
Right.
Now, the Second Amendment singles. I want to put this. I think this is a great idea. SecondAmendmentSingles.com. I love the entrepreneurial mind and I love the spirit. And you are definitely like Rob said, brilliant. What a great idea. And I think this is going to take off for you. Hopefully. That you know, you'll see more hits coming in after the show tonight and throughout the week as people begin who can't pick us up live for whatever reason pick up the podcast by the many thousands that do every week. Tell us a little bit more about what you expect out of this in the long run.
I expect it to be more than just a dating site. As you can tell, there are places for blogs, videos, discussion threads, and I want it to be more than just a dating site. I would like it to be a vibrant community where people can openly discuss firearms, and if I find out someone is a liberal, they will be promptly booted. So.
Well, you know what? Rob, I believe there are liberals that carry guns, some of them.
Just don't jump to conclusions like that, Jared. Don't limit your potential dating pool and everyone else's, because you know, for example, there's a lot of the what they call the blue dog Democrats. I mean, there are people who right. who vote based on labor, but both based on, you know, religious things, and they still may be carrying guns and be registered as Democrats. So it's not throw them out of the
well,
debate.
I was more getting at the gun grabber, but
all right. Well, I agree. I'll give you that, but we can't right. call them all gun grabbers.
And I'll tell you what, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, this was one of the ideas when I first saw your email, Jared. I really truly did. I mean, I slapped myself in the head and I thought, wow. That's great stuff. How come I never thought about that? Question for you. How long have you been a member of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association?
I joined USCCA also in September, right after I applied for my permit in Indiana.
Okay. All right. So new to that, too. Well, I'll tell you what. This is going to – you're going to see this kind of all dovetail together here in the future as this site builds. Now, I'm looking at the site right now, and I don't have the time right now to go into everything. You've got a lot going on the site. Is everything on SecondAmendmentSingles.com operational right now?
It is, although there's just not many people there yet. So, but I also wanted to make a mention that I have the domain names for, if you go to armedsingles.com, that will also get you to the site. And if you go to 2ND Amendment Singles or spelled out Second Amendment Singles, it'll all get you to the site.
Rob, he's covering the bases, bro.
He is. He's not afraid. Now, entrepreneurially, I didn't notice there was a fee for this or anything else. I mean, so while it is a great, personal marketing campaign for Jared and for anybody else that wants to get involved in there, there's not a fee or anything, right, Jared? It's just sign up and see what happens?
I'm actually doing introductory sign-ups for free, and anybody who signs up in the next week to 2 weeks will be upgraded to the full premium membership for free. After that, I will be starting a nominal fee structure.
Aha!
And
good for you.
You know what that's going to involve? How much are people saving by getting involved early?
They will be saving up to $20 a year.
Well,
excellent. Excellent, ladies and gentlemen. SecondAmendmentSingles.com. This is a great idea, and I really, really hope this takes off for you. I think it's a fantastic idea, and I think you'll find that your affiliation with the U.S. Concealed Carry Association will help you tremendously. And, you know, I would love to wake up tomorrow morning and hit your site and see some of those membership numbers rising. Wouldn't it be great?
Absolutely. You know, I actually just went in over at, where I've got my blog and the show sites over at downrange.tv, and I just let the members over there know, and I'm sure you're going to get some of their interest as well. So I'm sure this is going to spread like wildfire between Armed American Radio and U.S. Concealed Carry. You're gonna get that filled up soon, Jared. Good job.
You bet. Jared, hey, listen, thank you so much. I want to get back with you on this program and see some progress here in the coming couple, 3-4 weeks as we go into 2010. But thank you very much for your participation. I always love a great idea, Rob, and that's a good one, I thought. So, Jared, appreciate that very much. Rob, next hour coming up is going to be absolutely dynamite again. Talk about a great roundtable discussion with me, you, George, and Jim Irvine from Buckeye, right?
Looking forward to it. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. So you are on the Armed American Radio Network all across the country. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back after these messages. Feel free, take the numbers down, 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARmark to join the broadcast. And I'll see you in just a few minutes right after these messages with Rob Pincus, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, Jim Irvine, and myself. Back at you.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.